This is Kyle Leaf. Welcome to our Summer Games Fest coverage here at Spawn on Me. Have a lot of stuff to talk about, some really favorite games that we got a chance to check out, some surprises, and all the goodness that we have coming to you right about now. Today we're going to be talking about Lindsfanga, the World Shift Warrior, coming to you from Sandor Studios and being published by Quantic Dream. I am really excited about this game. I got hands-on at Summer Games Fest this year, and I'll say, like, this wasn't a game that was on my radar at first. It was a thing that was a kind of, you know, surprise on my schedule. Usually when you have games that are, you know, on your schedule, sometimes they'll tell you, like, unannounced game, and then you get a chance to go check it out and see what it is. And this was a pleasant surprise in terms of Summer Games Fest for me. It was a game that I came away with really wanting to learn more about and wanting to see more and play more, especially because it feeds into all the things that I love as a player. It has this really cool time attack component, has this really interesting rewind time thing that you wind up doing to kind of complete these tasks, and it's really dope. It looks really cool. It has this kind of isometric viewpoint where you're looking down on the battlefield, and your main kind of, you know, thrust for the game is to get through each one of these levels as fast as you possibly can while taking out all the enemies, and in doing so with this kind of rewind and clone mechanic that they put into the game. So it winds up being, so you see a bunch of enemies, you can look at the map in kind of real time, and before you start your run, decide how you want to tackle the space, and you go through and hack and slash and beat up all the things you can, and then at the end of that round, you kind of get a score based on how fast you did that. The twist to this is that instead of just going through and hacking and slash everything kind of one-on-one, you can set up this really interesting gameplay loop where you go in, go and kill an enemy, and then go and scoot around the other parts of the world. But instead of going through each one of them, you can set a clone to basically attack the enemy that you first kind of encountered and you kind of first battled with. So that what happens is during your run, you're bouncing between enemies, you're deciding how far you can go, you're traversing the space, and you're saying, all right, I've chopped this one enemy down to about half health. Let me rewind time, let my clone attack this and kill it while I go through the other parts of the map and kill the other enemies that are in that space. It's a really cool mechanic because it makes you think not only about time and space, but it makes you think about and strategize around how are you going to tackle each one of these really bespoke levels, do it in the fastest way possible, and how do I let my clones do a lot of the work that I would usually do manually, which is a really, really interesting way to kind of tackle the kind of rewind mechanic within games that we've seen prior. So it was really fun to kind of learn about this, and it winds up then getting ramped up when you have different kinds of enemies that take different kinds of tactics to be able to beat them. So I had a couple of enemies that were called the twins, and the twins, you wind up kind of running in between the space. You attack one, but if you kill one, it'll get its health back from the other twin. So you basically have to kill both of them at the same time so that they both die, and then you don't have to worry about both of them kind of coming back to life. I was going and attacking one, running over and going to beat it up, and then hitting my clone, running to the other one, and then attacking that one. And that at the end of that kind of space and that kind of encounter, they both were wound up getting eliminated around the same time. So I was able to kind of look around the map and go fight other enemies. There was another big bad that was there that had a big shield. So what I would do is I would go in, chop at it, have my clone go to the back of that enemy and attack it from the backside, and then that would be a way to be able to kind of like defeat this enemy in the fastest way possible. You combine that with some special skills, some growth in your character where you're able to kind of learn new ways to kind of combat the space and to traverse it. And it was really a fun time in a way that I hadn't expected. It was something that was a big surprise for me in terms of not having a lot of information about the game, but it instantly kind of hooked me with the way that the kind of time mechanic works and the rewind stuff and the time attack pieces that, for me as a person who loves to get high scores and loves to kind of, you know, go through games and beat them in the fastest way possible, this leans directly into my wheelhouse of games that I really appreciated and liked. Super excited for the folks over at Sandor. Really excited to see Quantic Dream in the publishing space doing more games like this and kind of broadening their scope from what we traditionally think of what they do. And I have to say, Lindsfanga was a really really, really fun time. I'm excited to play more of this. Want to definitely check out more during the process of playing more games this summer, and especially in the rest of 2023 and 2024. And just hyped for this. I love games like this, and it really did lean into everything that I wanted, from pretty set pieces to really smart tactics to having that fun attack score layer of it. Really brilliant stuff, and I can't wait to play more. Make sure you're checking out more of our coverage, and we have more stuff after this.
Hey, did you miss the Spawnies?
I was buttering my biscuits and hanging out in the chat. What do you want?
Well, where can I catch it?
I mean, you can go check it out on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/spawnonme. Go check out the VOD. Go check out the vibes. And also go to twitch.tv/spawnonme. You can check out all the fun that was happening in the chat when we did it live over there as well. So much love to you all. We'll see you on the chat. Peace. If you enjoyed our coverage of Summer Games Fest, please check us out on all the platforms that we reside. Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the places where you catch your podcast, and all the wonderful places in between. Thank you so much for checking out our work, and we'll see you very soon.